Inside the mind of the master.
It was a big deal. The master was on stage. And the way he ended the show is he brought up his openers and they were just fucking around telling street jokes. And I was standing in the back with his manager and I told him a street joke. And he was like, you got to go up there and tell that. That's hilarious. And I was like, all right, I'll do it. And I went on, I told the joke. It was a terrible joke. I'm very ashamed of it. And I finished the joke and they turned the lights on and ended the show. What was the joke? This is an extremely inappropriate bad joke that I deeply regret.
Something Sean would like.
It was actually very similar to yours. That's why it said, what's the difference between Jewish people and Santa Claus? We can't.
You can't.
I guess.
Yeah. I'm a tomboy. I like to climb fences and play sports with my dad. Yeah. How dare you?
I think tomboy's out.
Identify as a tomboy.
I got a slingshot. I play with frogs. I'm a lesbian. I'm 10.
I'm in the bullpen. She's in the bullpen, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Just getting ready to get out there.
She's scissoring.
It's good. I'm just getting
Are you still
up.
Holding down emoticons only in the comments?
I'm trying, but dude, it's fucking tough out there.
The floodgates broke.
I put a fucking mandate. Only emojis. It's way sicker.
Dude, think of the Lord of the Rings guy with the bomb running. That's the guy breaking the emoji wall, just diving, just faggot. Yeah.
The funniest part is like, I do this shit. Dude, I do this
shit. Me and Bill are just in the helm.
Yeah, dude. And I was like,
that's my bad.
All right. Like, yeah, I'm down actually.
Brother, that's an epic communication for me.
I was like, if you want to get an opera singer, yes. That is funny.
Jesus, man. I'm such a
dumbass. I didn't know
there was
the joke part was involved.
Such a dumbass.
Matt. What you could do is, you know how they do Twitch plays, right? What? So they do Twitch plays Pokemon. A Twitch streamer puts on Pokemon and the chat has to play the game via comments. You could assemble an entire
I want nothing to do with the chat.
From live chat.
The chat could
This is for the opera singer.
All right.
The opera singer.
Yeah, but then the opera singer is just going to be like, Shane is a faggot.
Matt, you're right. Actually, this is a funny idea.
That is hilarious. God damn it, that's funny.
The guy in his mansion and just being like.
I mean, it's great. It's David and Goliath, dude. It truly is a fucking weasel coming out and killing a monster. Just like, yeah, that's Bowser right there. There he is. I'm going to go call him a fag.
Dude, that's literally what happens.
Some guy just
loses his composure.
Some dude seeing like four of him like, yo. You guys, he called us. He called us f***s in front of
you. It was fun for everybody
other
than us.
Yeah, they were kind of like.
I'd be so happy if it, you know. I've seen it happen to someone else and it's so fucking funny.
Well, it's also, they were older gay gentlemen, so it's got to be kind of like an ironic twist to watch like two obviously deeply heterosexual men.
Two sick fucking fat bros. Yeah.
Just be called fags and get attacked and them just being like,
It's not that fun. Yeah. They were literally at a pink bench. They were sitting at a gay table.
I was like, yeah, all right.
They come at you, dude. One of them would spit on him.
Yeah.
He'd have to fight.
You have to.
Yeah.
The college age guys are probably the worst because they'd be like, yo, that's him from that fucking
show. Yeah, fucking SNL's for fucking liberal faggots.
Yo, they fucked Trump on that show.
Yeah.
Yo, dude, they fucked Trump. He was not that bad. They'd go hit him, dude. They'd punch him.
Yeah, fuck Alec Baldwin. I was listening to it. I was like, I saw fucking rocks, and then that part came on. I was like,
did you say faggot?
I was saying that might be the greatest stand-up intro song.
No, that's great.
I think I'm gonna adopt it.
Oh, that's really
the
nice.
The beginning of it.
Balls it takes to just be like,
I would be convinced.
Well, I ain't.
I'd be convinced if everyone in here was like, yo, this podcast sucks. I'd be like, it sucks. If like every national media outlet was like, yo, this sucks. I'd be like, eh. Yeah, exactly. Couldn't stop.
We
me,
did
bro.
Get trumped.
True, and we didn't stop.
All
didn't
the
stop
pussies
us.
We know were like, this is horrendous.
True.
Dude, we got whistleblowers, bro.
True.
We got former friends whistleblowing on Twitter.
Yeah, dude. People that got our contact info being like, well, for one thing.
They said the word faggot twice last week. Sorry. What I'm talking about here.
Exactly.
Obviously, it fluctuates. Yeah. But
read up if you don't know about them.
Some of the, you know, they also, they all like loved being able to take pain. That was like their
big fucking thing. Like if you, like if your mom cried while giving birth to you,
yeah,
everybody in the tribe was like, you're a fucking fag.
Really?
Like that was that stayed with you. So even moms had to be like tough as fuck the whole time. Like wild shit.
And so it's possible. It's possible for women to give birth, not even just like
naturally.
Even just kind of like, they complain?
Not allowed to complain, dude.
Crazy. So it's possible.
The tribes had some good ideas, dude. Curious. They had basically a quit you policy to women.
Like knock off.
Quit your bitching, dude. Or your kid's gay.
So it is possible to, you know, maybe, you know, doesn't, you know, to fucking harp on it forever. Oh, go on. Sorry, please.
Y'all don't understand.
Yeah, they do. They're talking.
If you look at.
Noah was all over it.
Noah's
Noah,
young.
Were you
Noah's
a hot their guy? Age. What? Were you a hot guy?
No.
Be honest. You're young. You're hip. No. Have you ever taken a hot guy video?
No, I don't have any social media because it's for faggots.
Woo! Oh, no. Jesus Christ.
Whoa, this is
come on, man.
Come on. You're fired.
you're definitely fired. No, you just got a raise. You get extra slices of pizza for that. Through the form of worthless trinkets. That's how we're going to be remembered. The same way, like, you know, when we sold shit to the Indians, we're like, they traded Manhattan for, like, beads.
Yeah.
It's going to be us. Be like, we got, like, a couple drones and flat screen TVs.
Tap
people
out
in the future
here.
Like, why the fuck did they want that?
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, I'm laughing, too, about how, like, the internet's going to become the most, like, complex technology. It's probably going to span through, like, different planets and shit. And
yeah.
Then it's just like, we're going to be the cave paintings on there of just a guy being like, fag. Instead of a buffalo yeah. on the wall, it's just going to be like, fag.
I wonder,
oh, why do they do that? It's like, oh, they just like to say fag all the time.
It's funny. I wonder if they found cave paintings that were like that.
Oh, they must have been
They just
so
never
funny.
Reported them. It was just like, yeah, fucking.
It was just them. It was just
they
them.
Called
like,
the other tribe gay for a while. No one knew who was doing it. They just kept carving fag into the rocks and running away.
I mean, it had to have been no better than a fucking like porta potty saw in terms of like the content.
Yeah. Like, I mean, the thing is I think for the most part back then, the like nobody could do what those guys were doing really.
Yeah.
When it came to like painting stuff and like carving shit into the rocks. So it was like, I think a select few.
Who could do it?
I think. Or we only found a few. Maybe there were. There had to be that.
Constantly.
Now that I'm thinking about it, there had to be the basically every cave was the inside of a like a bathroom stall at like a truck stop
yeah.
where it's just like, suck my dick, pussy. And then the next line's like, you have no dick, fag. And then the next line's like, wouldn't you like to know? Like, dude, and there's a blonde chick on there that does it for me. Now a lot of people are gonna look at that and I'll probably get called gay or something.
Why?
I don't know.
What's wrong with the mountain mama?
The Reddit's fucking
yeah, true.
The mountain mama. There's a blonde mountain mama I'm into. I'm gonna find her.
That's Reddit should be like
a she
gauntlet.
Could be a lesbian. I could be wrong.
Doesn't matter. She might like you. It'd be funny. True. Reddit is like that. It's a gauntlet. You just run into a million tents of a guy like grabs your
yeah,
finger.
Yeah, you
and
have
stuck.
To just be like, I'll fuck anybody's girlfriend here.
Yeah.
You just have to be while you're getting hit. Be like, you guys are all actually gay. I'm not.
Some dude true. Sucks your finger and like, fag. You're like, what the hell is going on? It's tough. But yeah.
We need to really get into Black Israelites.
We should get one on.
We've discussed this.
Oh, true, yeah.
A while ago. We'd still like to.
True.
Black Israelite would be the best one. For a while, we were trying to get that one preacher. Who? That one white fucking the God Hates Fags guy.
Oh, right, yeah.
But then we realized that probably wasn't the best look.
It'll probably devolve pretty quickly. Yeah, being like, why do people yell at you, dude?
Yeah, to us being like, actually, that's a pretty sweet idea, dude. True.
Hi, and welcome.
Hello. How are you?
We're back, dude. This is a fireside chat. Mistakes were made.
Damn.
My leadership failed.
No.
I made it. Yeah, I fucked up. I did. I made a bad mistake, dude.
Did you?
I think so, yeah. Just by being like, we talked about it on the Patreon, but you know,
yeah,
I fucked up. Sorry, guys. Shit got bad. I thought other things were going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I definitely triggered the negofag nest within our Patreon or our Reddit. Just like,
Negofags are definitely fired up right now.
Yeah, they are. I feel bad. Well, I feel bad because I loused up. It's like, my bad, guys. There was mistakes made. But it's like, it reminds me of being back in Bryn Mawr when it's like, these guys have these strong emotional reactions at the drop of a hat with like no nuance. Or there's like, this is what's happening. And
yeah.
It's like, you know, it's a shame.
So basically you're calling the negofags libtards.
They're sort of. They share qualities. They do share qualities.
They are not going to like the Reddit boys are liberal pussies.
Not all. No, it's a type of thinking.
No, I'm not trying
it's
to
a type of thinking that you just put any kind of filter on. When something happens, you're just like, Yeah. It's like, take a breath.
It's relax. So funny that it's hard for me not to want to make you dig a deeper hole.
I know.
Like, there's a part of me that wants to just be like, well, why'd you do that? Just to be a dickhead? Dude, just to be an asshole. I know. Well, but I understand that the position you're in is shitty. When their nego fags on Reddit turn on you, it sucks. Because normally you open Reddit and you're like, oh, nice. Like, here's a funny quote. This guy rules. Especially with you, they're always like, oh, the shaman, fucking sick. Shane's a fat retard, shaman rules.
Well, if you're doing what they want, you're the best. Oh, yeah. They shower you with praise. As soon as they don't like something, they're like, their brain is just like, oh my God, the podcast is ending. That guy's a fucking fag. And it's just like, you know. That's the other thing too. You lose translation of like if people are kidding, you know, all this stuff. But yeah, man, it was a tumultuous day, dude. I mean, I take full responsibility, dude. I fucked up. Man.
Really?
It was my bad. Yeah, it's my bad. That was my bad.
I mean,
I don't. I stand by my principles. My principles are sound. It's like, dude, I don't care about all that stuff. It's just my tactics, dude. My tactics could have been a little better.
You mercenaried out, dude. You hired a merc, brought in a different autistic.
I know.
Man.
He got him. He got.
Ladies and gentlemen, he got him, dude. He got radio.
He got Benghazi, dude.
He got left out to dry by Hill Dog McCusker.
I know. Well, that wasn't my plan. My plan was like, dude, I'll talk about it. It's cool. He's like, no, I'll handle this. I'm like, hey, man, whatever you want
to
do.
Yeah, to anybody listening that you know has no idea what we're talking about. Good for you.
The vast majority.
Stay out of this world.
It is. It's a wicked
podcast. Well, Reddit.
This is the problem. And I think I said this yesterday too on the Patreon. But it's like the following the Shab thing. Like Shab will get hit with nego fags.
Oh, dude, you might be.
I'm telling you, it's true. But he'll hit it and he'll nego fag back. Where he's like, but I'm watching.
I did see that.
I was kind of laughing. I was like, dude, I was like, opened it up being just kind of like nego fagging, just being like, what's this? And then I watched it and I was like, that's actually kind of funny. Fuck up, dude.
It's just a bunch of memes in a room.
Go get some fucking pussy, dude. It's like ridiculous. I saw some guy like riding a bike, like almost like a bike messenger around my parents' house. And I was like, dude, are you lost? Like, go back to, I wanted to like catch him and put him back in the city.
Okay,
like,
go to Fishtown, bro.
Yeah, dude, go back to like a highly gentrified neighborhood.
You're going
to
get like hit with like paintballs from like
some
local
landscaper's
going
to call you a fag, dude.
Yeah, the fucking, I don't know. The being a hipster outside is, it reminds me of, truthfully, now that we're talking about it, I brought it up, I think last week. It holds up as a very funny video. Of this dude wearing a Black Lives Matter banner in Arkansas, dude. Dude's pulling up in trucks and being like, you're fucking white, man. Put that shit away. And then riding off. It's so funny. I mean, obviously a couple of them go too far. But it's clear. I mean, they see a white dude wearing it.
Yeah.
So they're like, shut the fuck up. You know what I mean?
It's gotta piss them
off. I'm sure it would be a little different if it was a black dude.
I'm sure.
Don't get me wrong. He'd be getting hit
windows up.
He'd be getting hit with some hard heckles.
You think so?
Undoubtedly. But not as hard as a honky.
In Arkansas? In Willie Clinton's neighborhood,
like, I think it was like the home of the Klan, this town.
Oh, that's right.
It was like one of the main Klan.
He was like, I'm going to go wear this.
He wore a Black Lives Matter billboard up front of a Walmart in Arkansas. People were like, get the fuck out of here. What's wrong with you, man?
Oh, my God.
It's like, oh, you probably want to fuck Bill Gates, too, don't you, you fucking homo? The vaccine's not real. Just drive off. They all hit him with as many conspiracies as they could, like, right away. Like, it's fake. He didn't know I'd be sitting there. He'd be like, Jesus Christ, he's just come in. Get out of here.
He loves coming in real quiet and just, stalking us.
Dude, it's gonna be so funny when they have the metaverse. They're like it's gonna be like you. It just, I'm gonna see a guy being like faggot.
What is the metaverse?
The podcast sucks. It's just a guy now. Oh, like the podcast is fucking low energy these days. Like, dude, get out of my fucking house. Get out of my cyber house.
A snowy retreat, and some people prefer a little sun.
Well, if you're getting butt fucked against your will, I would take the cold weather one, hoping their penises would be a little bit smaller.
Yeah, make it like less pleasurable. But you might be in like a hot natural spring.
Wow.
Oh no, his dick's even bigger than it would be on the island.
I would take the cold weather. Could you imagine getting molested with sunburn?
Oh man. Yeah.
Oh my God. Fuck, dude. I would cook myself in the sun. Just be peeling. Just be a mess. Like, chapped lips. I didn't think about that.
Yeah,
hey.
The medic's got to come. It's like, he labels you unmolestable for like 4 days. It's like sunburn heals.
Here, are we having fun? This is how I have fun.
I have fun. I say the worst thing I can think of.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, but people don't understand, dude. I try to explain to people, dude. I'm like,
you don't understand.
Dude, I remember when I was working with my dad and like my uncles were sitting out there, and I think I've told this before, but a truck driver ended his life tragically. And we all caught the news of this guy's suicide, and we just went, we fucking laughed at him because he was really, really short.
Yeah, so him killing himself was funny.
We all paused, and someone was like, "What, did he hang himself on the doorknob?" And everyone laughed, and we just like went back to like pushing rocks with bulldozers.
It's the only way you can survive pushing rocks with bulldozers.
I know. It's like, oh, that guy we used to make fun of all the time hung himself. We went,
What a loser.
Pussy.
That's not our fault. Blood's not on everyone's hands in this room.
Goodbye?
No. Can't drink, can't like.
They probably got the little boys. This. They probably got the little boys on tap though.
Yeah, bro.
Little bachi bachi.
If you can't drink, there's gotta be something to do.
Yeah, you gotta blow the steam off somehow.
If I wasn't drinking these Bud Lights, I'd be balls deep in a kid.
Now we're going to all of a sudden act like we don't care. We don't think kids are fucking hot.
Yeah.
He went nuts.
I like to goof around, but
exactly, exactly.
Good Christ.
Exactly. Apparently he was not kidding. Goofing is fun.
Apparently he was kidding. Hey, Matt.
So what do? You beeline to the stall? You don't want her seeing any random dong.
You just go right to the stall. It wasn't too
Kids
bad.
Kids can take in dong.
I don't know. Yeah. Like a lady? A girl?
Little girls can take
little
in
little girl.
No, thank you. It took like 12 seconds to respond. I like went in, dropped a thing, like a 5 cases of beer off, came back faster. I was like, nah, I won't be doing that. And she was like, it'll be the best. And I'm like, I don't deny it. It'll probably be so fantastic. But I was like, I can't open that can.
She was missing these two teeth?
I think she was missing like a lot, like here,
just
here.
The gummy worm, toffee.
Dick holes.
It was, I mean,
the
dude,
gummy bears.
The gummy bears.
She was built. Yeah. She was built for it, dude.
The gummy bears.
Yeah, dude.
That's a sensation I've always been intrigued by, but I don't think I'll ever experience it.
I was on the doorstep. I was on the doorstep. I mean, they
could
get...
knock out all your girlfriend's teeth. No,
that's the easiest way to do it.
I mean, it's got to be crazy. I mean, it's a baby mouth.
But you weren't it that way.
Basie probably stormed it like D-Day. He probably took the beach.
K-I-D-Day. Like,
nah, dude, we don't have enough kids. We don't have enough little boys. He's like, oh, you can't get me back.
No, Private Ryan, they're just walking around picking up their boys' arms. Like, Spacey's just walking around picking up kids' dicks.
They'll never get old. Just goof. Like, what really happened there? Maybe it was all innocent. Maybe everyone's wrong. Maybe people just keep killing themselves in their cell because... they're just misunderstood, and they actually weren't pedophiles.
Because jail is just so bad. I mean, if you're accustomed to not being in jail.
Yeah, maybe it's like, I just had a fun place for my friends to hang out. What the hell? Everyone thinks I'm a pedophile? I'm going to hang myself. Yeah, I thought you were battling.
I'd like to punch you in the belly.
You're going. I thought you. I was hoping your opponent.
No, we're not going to dox the boy.
I was hoping your opponent was
the last
less...
thing we want is for them to actually be a martyr.
Yeah. Well,
that guy starts getting attention, then it's bad.
Yeah, just being a martyr for like 5 people online.
Just because like 6 different dudes that like Kid Rock are going to be like, faggot.
So see, they're calling me, they're attacking me because I'm a journalist.
Yeah, he's basically in Kiev, dude. You're
he might
Twitter.
As well be in Kiev. Kiev. He's pulling on Putin's fucking cape right now. That's who I am.
Yeah,
I
that's
could
true.
Fucking press the button. Have him have people Putin.
Being a journalist
bothering him
in Kiev, Ukraine.
We can just come together on
that's
something.
That's good. That's positive. It's good. It's about a positive spin. The Holocaust was way worse than this.
John, would you ever like to visit any?
Would you
Holocaust
disagree with
sites?
That, John? What'd you say?
I was asking John, like, he wants to go to space so bad. Would you like to visit any of the Holocaust sites? Maybe give like a Holocaust After Dark tour, talk about all the naughty stuff that happened there.
Oh. There's probably, I mean, to be fair, yeah.
I'll tell you right now, those 8-man bunk beds were creaking.
You think so?
No, I know so.
I should sell that guy tons of Percocets.
Yeah, dude. You want perks? What's better than that, dude? Now it's time to fire up some CP. You're burning your bucket.
But you smoke a joint with him, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Like a girl comes out and you're like, yeah, by the way, she was 15.
Yeah, you get done.
Like,
they're like, yeah, she was 16.
Yeah.
It's like,
we own you now.
Damn. Now, they would get me.
Bust out of line. Yeah.
I'd be hammered doing. Yeah, they'd get me. Yeah.
So it's,
get me.
You don't want to say that.
A lot of the temple maidens, they would be a hot commodity to be married off.
Yeah.
So like if you were trying to get your son a wife, you'd be like, oh, I'm going to get him one of those retired child prostitutes. Because she's skilled in bed and, you know, it's like she's hot as fuck.
you know, for the time. Oh, for the time.
It's nice when dudes view it like that, when it's like, oh, she's skilled in bed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, ew.
Super straight, you're killing that.
I got a real swim story. Like, this is not me. This is for sure. Totally not related to me at all. But there's a carpenter that swim knows that fucking hatcheted a tranny and threw it in the fucking Schuylkill River.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? Remember that, dude?
Yeah.
They found body parts in the trunk, then they found body parts in the river. This was like a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I was, you know.
I think it's someone I know. It's black or white.
Yeah.
You're so in the closet trying to keep that
secret. It was a black dude.
It was a black dude.
Couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
The carpenter was?
I'm thinking the only reason I would ever get that mad is it's such a violation of the bro code.
For real.
It's such a violation of the bro code. You go in there and trick your bro into thinking you're a girl and divulge thoughts for you and then ruin his football career.
They found blood on a circular saw.
Oh, yeah, he sawed.
Yeah.
Sucked
them up? Oh, yeah.
Plugged in a circular saw and had the last laugh. Yeah. They're outside.
There's a couple blocks where it's just fully legal. It's like the uniform was like, it was wintertime, so they were wearing puffy jackets. Every one of them had the same jacket on. You'd be like, holy shit, who's that hot chick? Oh, she's one of them? The hottest girls ever.
And they go, behind the glass is kind of weird. You see them, like, I've never been to a...
They saw me, dude. They sussed me out immediately. They're like, American. Definitely American. They saw my big ass walking down the street.
And nothing, anything goes?
I don't know. I didn't partake.
It'd be nice to kill one.
Dude. It'd be so nice to fucking chop one up.
Oh, my God.
Just look what you made me do the whole time.
Just kill a prostitute.
While that was happening. It was funny because when you get in, it was the whole city was orange.
Yeah.
For the Flyers. And the Flyers were playing the next night. That night, the Sixers were currently playing. Oh. I was like, it's funny that the city is already, like, just given up.
Yeah.
And everybody did that, except for them.
Then that game, that was great.
Yeah,
it was now awesome. I hear Embiid's...
I don't know. I think they're trying to fuck with Boston and be like, he might come, so they prepare for that. Because he is appendix. He just had... No one's come back 2 weeks after having an appendix removed, I think,
How many fucking guys have gotten that during a season?
It happened a few times during the season, but the playoffs is where people were like, maybe because it's the playoffs, they'll rush them back.
They also do have some crazy stuff now medically. Yeah. Like I feel like ACLs now, they pop you like right back in.
Appendicitis?
Yeah. Really?
I mean, compared to how it
compared
used to
what? Yeah. I felt like it used to be like an ender.
Yeah.
Appendicitis is like, you got to be down for like at least 3 weeks, dude. I would imagine.
But is that like a sports? Is that like a sports recovery, or is that just like a
I think
regular
that's just
person?
Like you can walk around.
Yeah.
Rough and tumble play.
Especially he's gonna play rough and tumble.
Yeah, true.
Come on.
No,
he's
dude.
Falling on the ground every fucking 10 seconds.
If we can win one more, make it a definite like game six in it, like 6-game scenario, I think he'll pop back up.
What do you think about tonight? I think Celtics by 50.
What?
usually you win a game like that.
Yeah, I was wondering.
It's usually a comeback.
I liked at the very end when they just put in all their white guys and they were just bricking threes the whole time. That's, when your whites are missing threes, it's like,
yeah,
you're done.
That's bad. That's bad stuff. Yeah, they threw in the fucking scrub squad at the very. You could tell they're like, all right, fuck this game. We'll get it next one.
I think we can get one more at home. I don't know about this very next one, but we can get one more at home.
Yeah.
It's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
I do think Boston's going to come back strong. So when you're missing like that, you're just like, all right, I got the worst over. Now I'm just going to start fighting.
Yeah, they never shoot like that. That's the problem. That was probably their worst game all season, shooting. But that might be defense. Might be the matchup.
Lemaire's evil ass.
Because he's a hater.
He is a hater.
He's a hater. He pretends he's not
he's
a hater.
He's an actual hater.
Yeah. That's why I don't want to watch
Which
the game.
Which is crazy for a guy who doesn't really give a fuck about sports.
He just wants
like,
to see
he's just
his
a video game. He's an anime wrestling video game guy, and then he'll be like, fuck the Sixers. He's just an evil.
You're an evil we were all fucker. Happy for you to see Cody Rhodes.
What do you mean?
It's owned by a management group, right? It's not owned by one guy. It's owned by a group of people who are only...
So that's why you don't like them?
Right? Yeah, because their only goal is to make money, not to be good or win.
What the fuck do you think
they're
all doing?
What do you think wrestling is?
Huh?
What do you think wrestling is?
No, I'm saying that's not in the spirit of sports, though. Like, when it's like Larry Ballmer owning the Clippers are going to try. But when it's like a group of dudes who own, like, 5 teams...
I've never heard this before. This is exciting to me. Yeah. You think if there's more than one owner...
No, it's a managing group. It's like venture capitalists, like own the team.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's still the team. It's still the coach. No, it's still the players.
They're just trying to make money. They're not trying to like win. They're just trying to make sure they milk money out of people.
I don't know what the Dallas Cowboys have been doing, but I think they're just trying to make money.
Yeah, but the goal is to win because that makes the most money.
That's yeah. not true.
Yeah, it is.
It's probably better to win than to not win.
It's definitely true. Gets and, people in the seats if you're good.
Yeah, and you can still be a single owner, but they probably have investors too. You know what I mean? So,
what do you mean you don't think that's true?
I don't think you have to win.
You
to
sell
make
more
money.
Merch if you, you win the Super Bowl. Do.
What about the Cleveland Browns?
What about the Cleveland?
They sell out every year, but they never win.
But what about the Green Bay Packers? They've got a team ownership. You know, like the win. City owns
they,
the
they,
team.
They win. They
but they don't have a single crazy. Owner. That's everybody buys in. Everybody. It's like community.
For the Flyers.
Yeah.
They've sucked for a decade.
Yeah.
Now they're back. This now it's like packed when they play.
Yeah.
And they're actually like even the players are like, holy fuck, I didn't even know it could be like this. And it's like they're selling out every like you understand?
Yeah. But are they owned by a management group or are they owned by like a guy?
I'm not sure there's I'm trying to point out that winning helps financially.
Yeah. I agree.
Winning helps financially.
Yeah. But
it was owned by a management group kind
of. Yeah, for the most part. There's usually yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Well, that's a good theory, though. I like the idea of it of being like, you know, I want a guy.
This.
You know?
So this. There's an assumption. Yeah.
Just put up like.
I don't know if I've
it's an interesting
about
reason
this.
For you to just not like to talk shit on Nate's team. Yeah, you, guys you don't even have a single owner.
That's crazy.
Do you know the F45 gyms?
Huh?
Have I ever told you about the F45 gym man?
No.
There was an Australian man who invented that kind of gym. And then he came out and he started buying teams. He came to America and he started buying teams, but he like didn't have huge money. So he bought like a rugby league team, and I think like a very low level baseball team, but he named them after a cocktail that he was inventing. I think I'm getting this right. I'm going to like, his name was Adam Gilchrist, mm-hmm. and he called them like the Gilgronies because he was going to come out with his own personal cocktail. Called like the Gilgroni, like a Negroni, but Gilgroni's for his name.
Nice. Yeah.
But then he went bankrupt and the cocktail never came out, but the team had 2 years of playing
as the
in Austin.
The Gilgronis.
And they changed the name and like people were very upset who were fans of the team. And everything about it, I'm not saying that he was necessarily a huge cocaine addict, but
yeah.
Everything about it screams. He bought two teams. He named them both after cocktails that never yeah. came out. He was found to be illegally paying the players or something. And then they just weren't allowed to play in the playoffs. And now they folded, and now there's no team in Austin.
And that's a single owner, Lemaire. See, it's what happened. That was a tyrant.
Am I getting this right?
You need yeah. the checks and balances of an organization.
Man. You know who else had a single owner? Germany.
True. You want a strong man. I think you're just missing Vince McMahon, honestly.
Yeah,
I think that's
missed,
what it is.
You miss Vince.
I think he's projecting his Vince loss onto the Sixers.
How'd you feel about Mania?
Oh, yeah.
Let me say something, brother. I'm kind of glad I didn't go.
Really?
Yeah. What about Cody Rhodes?
Cody won. That was nice.
Yeah.
It was cool, but celeb mania, dude.
There was a lot of celebs.
Celeb mania.
Also, Cody Rhodes kind of like weekend dadded you. He's like, come on, buddy. We'll go to WrestleMania.
He did.
Peace.
He did.
Cody Rhodes never reached back in.
Big promises to Lemaire. Lemaire had his bags packed. Be like, daddy's coming to get me soon.
Never came.
That's how the tree went down. <He's> like,
I got you,
I didn't
buddy.
Even want to go to WrestleMania. It wasn't even a good one.
He didn't say anything. And then like the day before, he was like, Shane, can you ask Cody Rhodes if I can go to WrestleMania? I was like, no, dude.
He has to fly me to WrestleMania. The
guy. How to get to Vegas for like $150 on like planes.
Yeah, it's cheap as hell, dude. That's
Yeah.
No, Vegas is like notoriously cheaper, right? Because yeah. they like are incentivized.
It was like, direct flights were like $800.
Oh, for Mania.
Some workarounds. Yeah.
I was
you talking
Vegas
about
like
a connecting flight?
Huh?
You talking about a connecting flight?
No, yeah. I was going to take a flight to Burbank and get off in Vegas because it stops in Vegas.
Dude, that you should have done your bad. Personal road to WrestleMania where you just got meta glasses and just like filmed the whole journey of like, I'm going to get in here one way or the other.
Bus ticket.
What do you mean get
I
off?
I thought a bus was on the plane.
What do you mean get off at a different stop?
No, I got it. That's smart.
You mean a connecting flight?
No, but you get the connecting flight to another location.
And you get off
in the middle.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You don't get back on at the connecting foot.
Okay.
It's very sneaky.
So you just get off and you're out.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm in Vegas. This is where I want to go.
Smart.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was possible.
They tried to hold me and Nate had to do that. We flew one. We got rerouted and ended up in Cleveland.